Ravens One-on-One has been presented by MedStar Health. MedStar Health, knowledge and compassion focused on you.
Visiting with Ravens guard Marshall Yanda on Ravens One-on-One. Marshall, this early in the season, I've noticed things are getting heated early in games with the replacement officials, and it strikes me that veteran players have started to sense it's almost like they have substitute teachers, and they're starting to run the classroom a little bit more than the refs. Are you sensing that at all?
Yeah. So, you know, you can definitely see it and sense it, and sometimes that they, you know, that they need to, you know, control the game better and, you know, and definitely separate, you know, and get, you know, get the players away from the refs and get, you know, get it split up. But, you know, yeah, I think that more needs to be done.
Last week in Philly, I know there was a play where your helmet came off at the end of a play. It had a very good block on the play on Cullen Jenkins.
Yep.
And at the end of the play, your helmet comes off. Anytime a lineman's helmet comes off at the end of the play, it's kind of pushing the play to the brink of this could get ugly quick.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, it's definitely a physical game out there, and on Sundays it's a definite war. And and you know, and motions and being physical and wanting to compete, and you know, and that, all that's at its peak. So there's definitely times when, you know, there's going to be pushing and shoving and fights, just because, you know, guys, defensive guys, they don't want to get blocked. And obviously, you know, if you put a heck of a block on them, they're going to be mad. You know, they're going to get up fighting. That's just the way it is. You know, I mean, because they're competitive. You know, and that's their manhood out there, and that's mine. And I mean, and that happens. But obviously, once that happens, you know, the refs separate us, you know, obviously, and then we go about our business and you go about it. But sometimes it seems like it's been getting more involved, because, like, me and Jenkins got into it a little bit. But then all of a sudden, then just the whole, like, bam, there's like 10
right.
guys, and it just keep escalating. It needed to just get the fire get put out right away, but it never did. So, you know, then you have more of those long, you know, elongated fights.
I want to be careful not to talk you into an answer that gets you fined by the NFL, but those near fight situations, is that one of the nuances of officiating that maybe the regulars have a much better handle on because they have more experience?
Well, I think just the experience factor of the starting refs, the NFL refs, that they know how to, you know, diffuse it quickly and get after it quickly, and if not, they're going to throw the flags quickly. I've been, you know, in games, you know, a couple of years ago or whatnot, if it's going to get chippy or whatnot, they'll throw flags right away and be like, hey, this is the way it's going to be, fellas. Otherwise, we're just going to, you know, we're going to throw flags and get 15-yard penalties to get it to stop. So that's it.
So from a player's perspective, you'd probably like to see it sooner rather than later, get the officials back on the field.
Yeah. We all want them back. And obviously, yeah, I mean, I was on my couch last night watching the Monday Night Football game, and it's just like, you know, wow, that's definitely, it's definitely becoming a huge issue, you know, in every game. And you know, you're seeing head coaches and guys on the sidelines just going crazy and big fights where they're not controlled. And you know, they definitely need to be back out there. You know, Joe said something about the integrity of the game, and I really think that it's, you know, it's getting to that point. I totally agree that they need to be back and restore ordinance and balance and have the game the way we all love it.
And the other thing is the time of the game. Your game in Philly was 3 hours and 47 minutes, and the confusion of where to spot the ball, how long a penalty is supposed to be, all those things add up, in this case, to about 47 minutes of extra time, to use the soccer phrase. How much does that impact players when instead of a drive continuing, all of a sudden there's this 2.5-minute lag because they can't spot the ball?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely, obviously, if we're in no huddle or, you know, if we're trying to, you know, put the pressure on them, obviously it gives them a break, gives them a breather, and sometimes, you know, we don't want that. You know, we want to keep rolling, and we want to got the momentum, keep it rolling. So, you know, sometimes that, you know, that can hinder a team or an offense or any position. So it's, you know, we definitely want to, you know, crisp out there and, you know, get the, you know, a penalty or get the ball spotted and, you know, and move on. So it's definitely, you know, and, you know, nobody wants the game longer, you know, and obviously you watch it on TV and it just seems more dragged out. Like last night I was just like, gee whiz, here we go again, you know. And I mean, they were playing, you know, past 12 o'clock at night. That's like, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's no longer in prime time.
Yeah,
you're
no,
prime time.
Exactly.
You mentioned the no huddle. As an offensive lineman, do you like the no huddle? Because I would imagine it puts conditioning stress on you.
Yeah, I love it. You know, we're an athletic line that's in shape, that can move and that can stand the test of the game as far as the whole game and not get tired. So I mean, we like the no huddle, and obviously it puts pressure on the defense and gets them tired. And if them guys get tired, you know, they're not their pass rush has become, you know, not the strength that they were. You know, their bull rush isn't as strong. You know, you can stop them after two steps. They don't have that extra two steps of strength and breath, so it definitely helps, and I think it's a great thing.